You're about to hear Mr. Gilder and Michael Chapman talk about their memories of Epping from the 1940s onwards.
1939, when we were evacuated to Epping, I remember going down to Leighton Station, the LNER station as it was then, and waited for the train, and the train came in and we all boarded the train, nobody knowing where we were going. But we went up the line, and as far as I remember, I was in the same compartment as the headmaster, Mr. Cooper, and another folk, and we arrived at Epping, not a very great distance away from London. We were taken then to a hall, I couldn't remember where, but we were taken to a hall, and then ultimately we were distributed by car to various people. I and a group of others finished up at the infant school at Merry Fiddler's Hamlet, and from there we were taken out to the place we were going to stay in. I and another lad were taken to a house right opposite the Merry Fiddler's Inn. We were evacuated on the Friday the 1st of September, and on the 3rd of September, with a lady, one of the parents who was staying down with us, because some parents stayed as helpers, we went up to St. Albans Cooper's Hall, the parish church at Cooper's Hall, for the service. And most unusual in those days, the vicar of the church had his radio in church so that we could listen to Neville Chamberlain's speech. And of course he announced the fact that war was going to be declared at 11 o'clock. And I think he'd hardly finished his speech before the air raid siren sounded. And of course, as people know, Cooper's Hall is pretty well by Northwood Airfield. And within minutes, the fighters were screaming off the runway, right over the church, because one of the runways took them over the top of the church.
Please press the button again when you are ready to go on to the next recording.